First Chronicles, Chapter 9. So all Israel were recorded by genealogies, and, behold, they were written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah, who were carried away to Babylon for their transgression. Now the first inhabitants that dwelt in their possessions and their cities were the Israelites, the priests, Levites, and the Nethinim. And in Jerusalem dwelt some of the children of Judah, and some of the children of Benjamin, and some of the children of Ephraim, and Manasseh. Uttai the son of Ammihud, the son of Omri, the son of Imri, the son of Bani, of the children of Perez the son of Judah. And of the Shilonites, Asaiah the firstborn, and his sons. And of the sons of Zerah, Jeuel, and their brethren, 690. And of the sons of Benjamin, Salu the son of Meshullam, the son of Hodaviah, the son of Hasanuah, and Ibniah the son of Jeraham, and Elah the son of Uzi, the son of Micri, and Meshullam the son of Shephasha, the son of Ruel, the son of Ibnijah. And their brethren, according to their generations, 956. All these men were chief of the fathers in the houses of their fathers. And of the priests, Yedaiah, and Joarib, and Jachin, and Azariah the son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshullam, the son of Zadok, the son of Merioth, the son of Ahitub, the chief officer of the house of God. And Adaiah the son of Jeraham, the son of Pasher, the son of Malchijah, and Masai the son of Adil, the son of Yazerah, the son of Meshullam, the son of Meshilemith, the son of Immer. And their brethren, heads of their fathers' houses, 1,703, very able men for the work of the service of the house of God. And of the Levites, Shemaiah the son of Hashub, the son of Azricam, the son of Hashabiah, of the sons of Merari, and Bakbakar, Haresh, and Galil, and Mataniah the son of Micah, the son of Zichri, the son of Atzaph, and Obadiah the son of Shemaiah, the son of Galil, the son of Yedathin, and Berechiah the son of Asa, the son of Elkanah, that dwelt in the villages of the Netophathites. And the gatekeepers were Shalom, and Akub, and Talman, and Ahiman, and their brethren. Shalom was the chief, who until then waited in the king's gate eastward. They were gatekeepers in the camp of the children of Levi. And Shalom the son of Ker, the son of Abiasaph, the son of Korah, and his brethren, of the house of his father, the Korahites, were over the work of the service, keepers of the gates of the tabernacle, and their fathers, being over the host of the Lord, were keepers of the entrance. And Phinehas the son of Eleazar was the ruler over them in time past, and the Lord was with him. And Zechariah the son of Meshelemiah was gatekeeper at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. All these who were chosen to be gatekeepers in the gates were 212. These were recorded by their genealogy in their villages, whom David and Samuel the seer did ordain in their office of trust. So they and their children had the oversight of the gates of the house of the Lord, namely, the house of the tabernacle, as guards. In four quarters were the gatekeepers, toward the east, west, north, and south. And their brethren, who were in their villages, were to come after 7 days from time to time with them. For these Levites, the four chief gatekeepers, were in their office of trust, and were over the chambers and treasuries of the house of God. And they lodged round about the house of God, because the responsibility was upon them, and the opening of it every morning belonged to them. And certain of them had the charge of the serving vessels, that they should bring them in and out by count. Some of them also were appointed to oversee the furnishings, and all the vessels of the sanctuary, and the fine flour, and the wine, and the oil, and the frankincense, and the spices. And some of the sons of the priests made the ointment of the spices. And Matithiah, one of the Levites, who was the firstborn of Shalom the Korahite, had the office of trust over the things that were baked in the pans. And other of their brethren, of the sons of the Kohathites, were over the showbread, to prepare it every Sabbath. And these are the singers, heads of the fathers of the Levites, who remaining in the chambers were free from other service, for they were employed in that work day and night. These heads of the fathers' houses of the Levites were leaders throughout their generations, these dwelt at Jerusalem. And in Gibeon dwelt the father of Gibeon, Jael, whose wife's name was Maachah. And his firstborn son Abdon, Thanser, and Kish, and Baal, and Ner, and Nadab, and Gador, and Ahio, and Zechariah, and Mikloth. And Mikloth begat Shemim. And they also dwelt with their brethren at Jerusalem, opposite their brethren. And Ner begat Kish, and Kish begat Saul, and Saul begat Jonathan, and Malkishua, and Abinadab, and Ishbaal. And the son of Jonathan was Merib-Baal, and Merib-Baal begat Micah. And the sons of Micah were, Pithon, and Melech, and Tariah, and Ahaz. And Ahaz begat Jarah, and Jarah begat Alameth, and Azmaveth, and Zimri begat Mosah. And Mosah begat Benaiah, and Rephaiah his son, Eliza his son, Azel his son. And Azel had six sons, whose names are these, Azrikam, Bokaru, and Ishmael, and Sheriah, and Obadiah, and Hanan, these were the sons of Azel.